Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Happy Thursday, everybody. We got a lot to get to, a lot to chop up. Are you going to be okay right now, by the way?
No idea. I've got no audio.
Yeah.
And I got no video.
Okay.
I got a whole lot of nothing.
Well, the reason why I'm saying this, just to paint a picture for you guys, facing our studios behind the glass, which is, of course, Oren and Day-Day, our producers, I face them. Mike faces them from the left-hand side. And so today we came in, and I guess some stuff over there is not working, so you're
our
switching.
Heads are falling off!
Yes, you're switching sides. And yes. Listen, if this is like you going to the office and somebody moving your computer, okay? It's just not comfortable.
It's very disorientating for me. I think now I can't even see Oren. I can't see you. I can hear you, but I can't see you. So I was at first base. Now I'm at third base.
Yes, correct.
For those of you that are keeping score. And so I don't know if this computer works. My other computer is kaput over there. So I don't know. We will adjust. It's all good.
We will adjust. All good. All right. With that said, man, we got a lot to get to. You'll hear coming up a little bit later on this hour our conversation with Jake Matthews. Falcons getting ready for the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. And we are going to dive in deeper today. And thanks for all of you who saw and tune in to our pregame show around 11:15 or so every day. And we do that on Twitch and Twitter Live and all the places, YouTube. So appreciate you guys checking that out.
Apparently, we're putting up really big numbers thanks to Knox, our webmaster.
You mean us putting up numbers?
Well, it's team Dukes and Bell and Day-Day and Oren. But yeah, man, so thanks to you guys responding already. So apparently, tremendous revenue we're generating for the company, which we see no part of.
Absolutely. What'd you say, Big O?
I say, you know, we have the big antenna. We also have a big modem.
This is true. This is true. Both of those things are true. Hey, man, we are going to talk about the Falcons. But before we get to that, look, it is rare that before the season starts, there are storylines for us in the NBA with our Atlanta Hawks. But Atlanta, there is one. And there's one we got to talk about because we, and I'm talking about us, this show, has to defend our star. Now, if you're not familiar with what's going on, I just want to play a little bit of this for you and Trey's response, which is, by the way, is unusual that Trey Young responds to anything. Okay, he responded to Mike and I because he felt like we were going after him a little bit hard
right.
A few years ago when we were like, dude, show up. Coach gets fired, be accountable. But we're past all that. And we forget Trae Young was 19 years old when he came into the league. I don't know about you guys, but that's a hard transition to just step in and everybody's expecting you to be the big star.
Right.
So Pat Beverly, who's been in the league a long time, and I've always called Pat Beverly a pest. Everywhere he's been, that's what he does, right? He's a guy that gets under your skin. He fouls you. He may do something illegal to try to get you to retaliate. He's just a pest. But Pat Beverly has been lucky enough to play on some winning teams. And so he was doing this podcast, and there was a question that was asked social media-wise. And say again, I'm sorry?
No, I was just saying, he's kind of like a Dylan Brooks with less offense.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And
that guy.
That's who he's been. Yeah. So he is a defensive guy that really, you know, you don't look for him to score. And so I lay all that out to say he was doing this podcast, and he responds to a tweet that Trae Young had sent in response to guys playing in the All-Star game and playing in the summer. And it started this huge avalanche of things. But here's the thing. For us, we think we're going to have a really good team this year. We think for the first time in a while that Trey has some pieces around him and a healthy Jalen Johnson, that this team could potentially be a top four team in the Eastern Conference. But I want you to hear a little bit of what Pat Bev said. We'll play a little bit of Trey Young, and then Mike and I are going to respond to this. Because, look, I know how many of you feel about, we'll never win, we're never going to do this, we're never going to do that. Trey Young is still a Hawk. And until he's not, he's our guy.
He's got one more year here. Next year, he's got an option. After this year, he's got an option for next year. And I think there's some contract talks. He's going, probably he wants a deal. And I think if we're ownership, you and I said this before we play the audio, I want to see how he performs with one of the best teams he's ever had around him.
I agree.
Before I throw that big max deal at him.
I have no issues with that. We're talking about a lot of money and a longer commitment, again, for Trey Young, who's already gotten a max deal because he was all NBA, you know, during his rookie deal. Here is Pat Beverly responding and taking shots at Trey Young, which set this off.
Hoop Herald goes, honest question, why do NBA players play so hard in random open gyms in the summer but give no effort in an all-star game with millions watching? My response is because all-stars take the game for granted. It's not one all-star on a basketball court. It's just good naturally, good bump. Trey Young's response was,
he said, relax, let us speak for ourselves.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't think he's in a position to speak. I don't think he's won enough to even speak to me like that or tweet me like that. Oh. He's been to the playoffs 3 times. I've been to the playoffs 9.
9 is more than 3.
He's been in the NBA 7 years. My first 7 years, I didn't miss the playoffs at all.
Interesting.
In the Western Conference.
Interesting.
Right. His rebuttal is probably going to be, yeah, you want the main player on the team. You're absolutely right. But this is why it's a team. I've talked to people who play in Atlanta. They don't want to play there.
Why?
They don't think he's a good leader. They don't think he's a good teammate. This is not coming from me. This is coming from Joe Blow over here. Trey, you can score all the points you want. You can make all the money you want. You can have all the leading assists you want. You can do all that. If you don't win, that won't matter. If you don't win, when you're retired, they're going to forget your name. Fast, too. So I don't even think he has the wiggle room to talk about, you not playing hard for an all-star game. You're not like you're playing in the playoffs.
So what do you think his point is?
I don't know. I think
he's trying to put himself above you?
I think so. Like, let us speak. Like, what do you mean? Okay, well, let them play in the playoffs more than 9 years. Speak to them before you speak. They would tell me, Pat, man, that shit ain't the Atlanta Hawks. That shit called the Trey Hawks.
Interesting.
And then the first word he used is relax. And I'm like, relax? You should be uncomfortable. You should be more uncomfortable. All right, that's the problem. You're too relaxed. Oh. 7 years, you made the playoffs 3 times. You're too relaxed. Get uncomfortable. Really get uncomfortable and lead your team to some more wins and playoff push. The game is better. The game needs that from you. Kids up here that look up to you, talking about me, relax. You get uncomfortable. I challenge you to do that. Don't put yourself up here, right, because you score a lot of points and a lot of assists, but you lose.
Well, it seems like he's just trying to take it as a chance to take a shot that you haven't been in an all-star game.
Obviously, but I've been on teams who won 50 games. I don't know what missing the playoff feels like. I have to tell my family every year, daddy be home in June. I don't know what April and early May in Atlanta feels like. I don't. Knee deep in the trenches.
June, what finals did Patrick Beverly play?
He's tripping. He hasn't. That's the deal. Like, you've not played till June. Would you stop?
Yeah, and for the kids, don't stop cussing like that, son.
Well, obviously, he got under his skin. And
quite.
Look, Trey's response, right? Here's a little bit of it. Again, we needed to set this up for you. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And you guys can chime in, 404-726-0929. And many of you are like, yeah, Pat Beverly's right. Listen, Pat Beverly's being a... He's being a punk about this.
Pat Beverly played with great players around him. I mean, he's going to throw himself in that elite competition. I mean, come on, man.
He's never been the guy.
He's played with a bunch of all-stars. Trey is a guy who's played with, if we're honest, a bunch of bums. Trey is an all-star who plays with a pretty poor supporting cast,
yes,
if we're honest.
Yes. So here is some of, and by the way, this video's out there. I retweeted it this morning. Put him up, C-Dukes. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL, because I'm proud of our guy. He didn't respond to this kind of stuff, but over time, man, you just get criticized, Mike, over and over and over, and now you've got your own peers calling you out for basically nothing.
On teams who won 50 games.
Yeah, we heard you, Pat.
What did you do? You didn't score any of those points.
We heard you, Pat.
I didn't realize Patty Ripley's Dennis Rodman. Wow.
404-726-0929. All right, we're going to talk Falcons, but we had to get started with this because this is interesting. Here's our own Trey Young responding, and again, the entire video, it's like 8 or 9 minutes, right, O? Right? Nine? It's 11 minutes? Okay, so you can go watch it, but here's a couple of clips from what Trey said.
Just me and you. What you did versus me, what I did versus you. Granted, when I came into the league, you were going into year 7. This is different timetables, I get it. You were a little bit later into your career. I was 19, about to be 20, going into my rookie season. Do you want to know your age going into your rookie season? You were 24, your first year in the NBA.
Oh!
So you're talking about uncomfortable. Man, you don't know what uncomfortable is.
Oh!
Guys. I have to tell my family every year, daddy be home in June.
Stop again, lying,
again,
man.
When was Patrick Beverly in the NBA Finals? Did I miss that, Oren?
Stop lying,
I mean,
Pat.
The NBA Finals are historically are in June.
I don't know what April and early May in Atlanta feels like.
Oh, hush. Trey's right. You guys, we forget 19, oh, everybody, he was the savior. Right. We drafted him and everybody said, here we go. That's uncomfortable, bro.
I don't. Knee deep in the trenches.
Oh, jeez. Here's Trey Young.
And by the way, and Trey's trying to keep his cool.
He is.
A lot of guys on Twitter were saying, Trey needs to come hard. Well, I mean, he's just trying to be measured and not lose his cool.
Well, and Mike, here's the thing. When he came on, he said, look, I just want to spit the facts.
Right.
Right? And I think his approach actually probably bothers Pat Beverly even more because he's not screaming and cussing and going, oh, I ain't been in the playoffs.
And Pat Beverly's dropping F bombs and this and that every 5 seconds.
So
like
Trey's
a child.
Just like, just look at my numbers and look at your numbers. Right? He's just cool as a cucumber. All right. Here's Trey. Cool,
cooler than you, dude.
Talking about the challenge. He challenged Beverly to name his source. And this is interesting because Pat Beverly says, I talk to people in Atlanta. Okay. Listen to Trey's response to this.
State your source. You in the media field now. I don't look at you as a player. State your source. Which teammate of mine told me that it's the Trey Hawks. It ain't the Atlanta Hawks. Because I would tell you myself, I have a lot of teammates I keep in touch with. A lot. A lot that I know you know. So I want you to state your source. Because I know some guys that were my teammates that are in the media field. You can be the guy that changes this whole game. Just state your source. That's part of it. I challenge you.
Kind of like a cross between Michael Jackson and like Prince when he was going through the Sony negotiations. He was doing that. Remember they did that interview?
The sign?
Yeah, the sign on his face. I'm not talking about that record.
That's
company.
The problem. You're too relaxed. Oh, 7 years you made the playoffs. You're too relaxed. You get uncomfortable. You really get uncomfortable and leave your
Beverly's going for clicks and they got
That's
it. He's
exactly
generating
right.
heat. But again, if you live in Atlanta, you know we've had this debate 1,000 times. The best player that he's ever played against with is John Collins.
Obviously. But I've been on teams who won 50 games.
Yeah, okay. And you didn't do jack.
This is comical, bro. It just is.
I mean, seriously.
I don't know what missing the playoff feels like.
I mean, a banged up Porzingis would be the greatest player that Trey's ever played with.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's no lie told.
No, it's not.
I have to tell my family every year, daddy be home in June.
June. Why, you going on a long fishing trip? Because you ain't going to be in the finals.
This is hilarious. 404-726-0929.
I don't know what April and early May in Atlanta feels like.
Here's one more from Trey. When Trey questions. And he's questioning what we're questioning. It's Dukes and Bill. He says, Pat Beverly, what have you won?
You talk about a winner. What have you won? Tell me. What have you won? And don't respond with that, like, sympathy, I won in life, I won in basketball, because you did, man. You made it to the NBA. There's very few many people that can say that. But at the same time, bro, it's levels to this.
Yeah, there's levels to this ish. You know what? He's right. There's elite superstars, there's stars, and there's really good players in the league, and then there's complimentary guys. You know what Pat Beverly is?
But I've been on teams who won 50 games.
You're a complimentary guy.
Patrick Beverly's career earnings are estimated over $80 million.
Yeah. And that's,
which is a great career.
Great. That's great.
Trey is basically 5 times that.
Listen. Okay. Anybody out here who can make $80 million playing in the NBA, it's a great life.
Right.
But when you start breaking this stuff down, and here's the deal, and this is why we're talking about this. He made this personal, Mike.
Yes, he did.
He made this personal. Like, Trey made that response about relax. Yo, we're out here talking about the All-Star game, and you're criticizing us. And he went in on Trey because you said it. He wanted clicks.
Right.
He wanted people to go, oh, yeah, you're right about Trey Young. This is an easy conversation because of the struggles, not just with Trey, but this Hawks organization has had in the front office.
Right.
Now we feel like, right? We feel like we got a guy that's got a vision. His offseason has been really good, and they're doing the right things.
Right.
How do you guys feel, man? 404-726-0929.
I don't know what missing the playoff feels like.
Trey's going to make more in this year and next year than Beverly made his entire career.
Well, and here's the other part. If you go back and look at the highlights, and I have, Trey killed Pat Beverly when he faced up against him.
I have to tell my family every year, daddy be home in June.
What, you walking back then from the playoffs?
This dude. It's Dukes.
I don't know what April and early May in Atlanta feels like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're in here crying because Mike is doing his research. And explain to the people what you just found, man.
Well, Patrick Beverly, you know, my household, kids know, you ain't going to see Dad for June.
I don't know what April and early May in Atlanta feels like.
Yeah, he did play in June once. And that was the year that the season started in December because of COVID.
Okay.
He did play late in June, but again, that was the 2021 year that we played the Bucks in the conference finals.
That's right.
He was doing his work in the Western Conference. Okay. But again, that's the only reason that man was playing in June is because the season didn't start till December 22nd.
I don't know what missing the playoff feels like.
Yeah, look.
Also not true.
Trey also mentioned in his rebuttal, which by the way, Trey, thank you. It's perfect. He says, you made it to a conference finals. I made it to a conference finals. That's the conference finals, Mike. That's the one you're talking about.
Now, Trey can also, unfortunately, have to take a knee to Patrick Beverly as far as being a Russian League All-Star.
Is that where he was an All-Star? Okay. That's unbelievable.
And a top 25 player in the Greek League.
Matthew says, Dukes and Bell, fun fact, I don't follow the NBA, but before today, I never heard of Patrick Beverly.
7 years, you made the playoffs 3 times. You're too relaxed. Get uncomfortable. Really get uncomfortable and lead your team.
Jonathan says, dude, that first segment was hilarious. He says, I didn't realize Pat Bev was Scottie Pippen. He's not.
That's what I said. I mean, he's not like this guy. And he was an all-defensive team player in 17. Great. But, I mean, to sit there and make yourself up like you were the linchpin of this. You never went to the finals. You never won a finals. You know, whatever you did, you played on a lot of teams that got close but never got there.
When do the finals happen?
June.
Oh, June. Okay.
And the only reason he was in a conference finals that late is because, again, this season started in December.
Obviously. But I've been on teams who won 50 games.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes. And you're the linchpin, man.
All right. Couple of phone calls. We got a lot to get to. Jake Matthews, you'll hear our interview with Jake coming up at around 2:40. So stay right there. Ice in Atlanta wants to get in on this conversation. And look, the whole premise behind this is we're having a lot of fun with it. But this is the kind of crap our star catches. This is the stuff, and this is one of his peers. Again, this is a guy that played against him in the NBA. Here he is taking shots. Oh, I know, people don't want to be in Atlanta. All this crap that we hear. And, guys, this is the thing that Mike and I always have to fight when it comes to our sports teams and certainly our stars. And we don't have a whole lot of them. We hope we have more now on this Falcon football team. There's a lot of young and upcoming guys that could ultimately be stars.
Right.
But, you know, when you start talking about defending our guys – I'm sorry. Look, I think Trae Young's resume is incomplete, but that is not all of his fault when you start saying woulda, coulda, shoulda. He's just like any other star.
Right.
So,
I mean, we can talk about some of the guys that Patrick Beverly played with, but we can also say.
Well, Trae named him.
Right. We said it earlier. I mean, Kristaps Porzingis at this stage of his career is probably the best player that Trae is suited up with. I mean, we had John Collins, whatever you think about John Collins. I mean, and by the way,
but
guys coming in.
He's not a perennial all-star.
Alexander Walker coming here. We talked about Luke Kennard. Guys, they could sign anywhere. They came to Atlanta.
Yes, absolutely right.
And Luke and Porzingis in the interview that he did was saying, I was really excited that I got to go to Atlanta as part of the trade from the Celtics.
Yeah, look, I think it's all baloney. You know, this whole side piece thing, that's old school. That's all played. The money in the NBA is the money. And if I can offer you the same amount of money, and in many cases for these free agents, Mike, you're going to be rich wherever you go.
Right.
Where do you want to be? And that really what it comes down to. So this is the first time that we had a chance to go out and maneuver like this in a while, which is we said this is going to be a big offseason
right.
for us.
Now, there is something to be said, and you and I have discussed this before, from his peers. Now, again, when you do that 100 guys in the NBA, you know, just 8 guys don't like Trey. It turns out, oh, that's over 15%. There are guys that don't like Trey. They don't like his style. I guess Beverly, you can check him off as one of those guys.
You think?
But, I mean, what is Trey supposed to do? He can't draft and he can't go sign the players. He can only play with the dude. Now, was he immature? Yeah, a lot of guys. As Trey said, he came in the league at 19. Leadership is not a problem. Reaching out and the things he did with Reece Sachet last year. He did the best to play with DeJounte. That was a stupid idea in the first place.
But it wasn't, yes. But
it wasn't Trey's idea.
Yeah, correct. That came from somewhere else. All right, Ice, sorry about that, Ice. We had to get all that in. Ice in Atlanta. Hey, man, what do you think about this?
Yo, man, he's a clown, dude. I want to drop some truth here, okay? First and foremost, Trae Young is a walking 50-point burger every time he hits the court with his points and assists. Secondly, my dude is already like top five or six and stuff when it comes to 30 and 10 games in his career.
He is.
And then lastly and stuff, he's the last guy since Oscar Robinson to leave the league in total points and total dimes in one season. So this is one of those guys in Beverly, who's like that dude who's a gravy trainer and a coat rider. He's on the court at your gym, and he's like, yeah, we holding court. Game winners dropped by my dude over here, and he's yelling at y'all, you know, get off my court. That's game. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
He's not the dude who's right. the man. So he needs to shut up and recognize, and he's done.
He's done.
He's done.
And Ice, you make a great point about Trey. Like, the numbers, to be honest with you guys, are kind of mind-boggling. For 7 years in the league, and you start looking and comparing. Last year, I was talking about this. Dude, he had four 20-assist games last year. And the NBA record is 5, and the guy that did it in the 80s, and that was Isaiah Thomas.
Right.
Right? And we were like, we're watching this like it's no big deal, and he had 4 of those and could have probably easily gotten the 5th one if he wanted it. The point is the numbers are really remarkable, but that is what Pat Beverly is saying. You have all these numbers, Trey, but it don't matter. Well, guess what, Pat Beverly? You didn't win a chip either. When you're done, nobody's going to remember you either.
And you had a much better surrounding cast than this guy's ever had. So, look, guys, you got to have 2 stars on a team. Trey's never had that second star. There's been nice pieces, and the 2021 team kind of came together at the right time, and they were just clicking, man, against the Knicks and what Trey did against the Knicks and the Sixers, that was amazing. The problem is the organization didn't build on it.
They didn't build on it.
They didn't spend more money even now. We just dropped Bufkin as a backup because their parents have salary. So that's not Trey's department. But more Falcon talk, but everybody was buzzing on this. This made the rounds nationally with Beverly's squabble with Trey and then Trey shooting back.
All right, Kev, is it Kev the limo? Is that right? All right, Kev, what's going on, Kevin? How you doing, man? Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First of all, Patrick Beverly is like a gnat at a barbecue. He's just annoying. He's like RG3, like when he's like on the podcast, just trying to get clickbait. He couldn't even average 6 points in a rec league. And Trey is the complete opposite. He's a pure point guard, and hate is gonna hate, and he's just trying to remain relevant. So that's what I got.
Appreciate
Talk to you guys later.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate you, Kevin. Kevin the limo. Is he in the limo? Is the limo
right?
Oh, he's a limo driver.
Send us your information. We're always looking for good limo
contact. No doubt. I mean, we might want to hit the town one night. 404-726-0929. Appreciate your calls, man. It's just, it's crazy. NBA season is around the corner, guys. And you know, again, we hope we have a really good team. We are your home for Hawks basketball, so you get a chance to listen all season long. But this was one of those things where our star doesn't respond to hardly, if anything. And this was one of those things where he's like, look, I'm going to sit down for 11, 12 minutes and tell you how I feel about this. And I thought it was compelling. And I thought the response, Mike, as you said, measured and perfect.
Right.
If Trey was yelling and screaming and cussing, it would have been like, oh, Pat Beverly won. Pat Beverly didn't win anything.
Right.
I feel like, you know what, Trey made his point, Mike, and I think he kind of stuck it to him a little bit.
I mean, he was just killing him with facts and logic. And there was a few times where Trey got up from his table like, compose himself, so he wasn't going to be sitting there dropping.
Yeah, because he's like, what the hell am I doing? And like, why am I even responding to this dude?
And Beverly's going off and just cussing up a storm. I was like, come on, man.
You would think Beverly was LeBron the way he's talking.
Right.
Right?
Exactly right.
You like, would think.
But anyway, it is funny how guys, look, and I get it. You know, we're in a business to get people excited and talk about things, but I mean, to sit there and just fabricate stuff like, Beverly, you're living in a fantasy world, man. You know, I tell my kids every time there's a pandemic and the season starts late, I will not be home for June.
because the season started late. Oh, my goodness. All right.
So, you know, if you're doing one of those, like, fact check when there's, like, streaming, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Yes. That's right. Well, here's the other thing, and I don't know anything about this podcast. And another thing, Mike. Who's the dude co-signing this guy all in the background?
Really?
Sounds like he's trying to say he better than you.
You think so?
Who is this dude?
Is that what happened? Really?
Mike, because you score a lot of points and a lot of assists, but you lose.
Well, see. Seems like he's just trying to take it as a chance to take a shot that you haven't been in an All-Star game.
Shut up.
Obviously, but I've been on teams who won 50 games.
Okay. All right. This. You know what? I'm going to laugh for days about this. This is unbelievable. Hey, man, we got to get into some Falcons conversation, and we will. Mike's a little concerned with what Vegas is saying about this game with the point spread. Doesn't mean we win or lose, guys. We're just simply talking from a betting standpoint. We're going to give you our official picks tomorrow on the show. When we come back, speaking of Falcons, you're going to hear our conversation with Jake Matthews. How good was that offensive line last week, man?
Right. And what does Jake think about, you know, opening up the passing game? But how much fun is it just squishing people in the run game, man?
Hey, every Wednesday night, join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles, guys. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jake Matthews next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. 100. You hear about this?
What's that?
He's got like 100%. Have you know your numbers? Have you seen your stats?
Oh, he don't look at that stuff.
I know he doesn't, but I mean, and again, credit to Mark Ramondi from ESPN.com. Mark, look at the numbers.
Look at the numbers.
And according to Mark, you, sir, is tied for first in pass block win rate at 100%.
All right.
Special time in a boy's life. Right. 2 weeks into the season.
I love Jake. Just
trying to do my job.
Yeah, Jake's like, hey.
All right.
Let's do it. Jake Matthews, our left tackle, joining us. We love this dude, man. He's been a consummate pro and certainly, you know, a guy that has been a leader on this team. Jake, what was the difference between week one and week two for you guys up front? Week one, I know Tampa, different challenges. Week two, man, you guys look like road graders. You just get out of our way. What was the difference?
Yeah, I think obviously that week one Tampa game didn't go the way we wanted. And as a group, we put it on ourselves. We take a lot of pride in what we do, and that wasn't the standard. And it was all we focused on all week and got challenged basically and went right out there and got it done. I think that speaks a lot to the guys we have up front and how important it is to them. And just the fact that we found a way to get it done, especially in a hostile road environment like that where, you know, that first drive was really loud.
Well, we were at home and we said on Monday, it's like, I mean, not we're going to have you guys doing like Big 12, like play cards for the signals, but I mean, it is difficult to get the play call. And we saw, and it's almost like when a quarterback cups his ears on the helmet, it just gets the crowd amped up even more.
Yeah, it's like blood in the water when they see that. So,
right.
No, but man, we responded to it and yeah, just a good feeling as an offensive lineman to run for over 200 yards and, you know, let those two backs we have eat because, man, as you guys can tell, they're really good at what they do.
And running the football, I know you've talked about it with us before, the mindset. I think as an offensive line, it's just so much more fun, right? Just going forward as opposed to beep, 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 but going in reverse. I know you do both really well, but it just seems like when things are cooking like that, there's just a momentum that builds.
Yeah, anytime you can take it to them versus doing something I guess we weren't intended to do. God made us to run forward, and we're getting told, hey, we need you to backpedal and block this world-class athlete. So, yeah, anytime you can take it to them and run the ball as an offensive lineman, man, you love that.
What's the deal as far as your – you know, I know he's not on your side per se. You're on the left side, but we were just talking about Elijah Wilkinson and the job he stepped in and done. First of all, Jake, it's hard, right? I mean
– Yeah, no doubt.
You come in and you're like, yo, we need you over here. And I was just describing to our audience, like, you guys is like doing a dance. You take a step. I got to take a step. I got to know where you're at. But he's done a really good job so far at stepping in there.
He has. And to tell you the truth, I'm not surprised. I started basically a whole year with Elijah playing left guard here in, what was that, 2022, yeah. And, man, he's a pro. He's extremely gifted. He's smart. He has experience. He's done it all over the place. And when he went in there, you know – I was confident he was going to play well. And also, he's been showing it in practice. It's not like we were gambling, like, hey, I hope he plays well in the game. He hasn't been showing it. He'd been doing a really good job in practice. And so, yeah, really looking to him to continue to do what he's doing.
And so Jake Matthews with this guy's pro bowler here on Dukes and Bell as you get ready for Carolina. We tried to get Coach to talk about it. He really wouldn't take the bait. And we'll try it with you. But it seemed like last year, when the playoffs were on the line, Bucks had to lose, obviously. But that was just a tough loss from a fan standpoint. Had to be frustrating to lose to Carolina to end the season last year. So any extra sauce for this one?
Yeah. Well, first off, when you play a division opponent, there's something different about that. You know, it's someone you're playing twice a year. You know pretty well. And – yeah, there's bad blood, you know, you want to win. And that's every week, but there's just something different about a division opponent. So, yeah, obviously not a way you want to finish the season. I know Tampa still won that week, right? But, you know, we're going out there to win every week, and I thought we left some stuff out there and didn't get it done at the end. So this is a big challenge, you know, new season and bounce back after week one, 1-1 even record, and let's get on the winning side of it.
Sidebar. Bro, you're shredded. Like, you walked in here, and I was like, damn, Jake, what are you doing?
Are we doing Tropic Thunder yet? You shredded like a Julianne?
You're all shredded up. I'm like, damn, Jake, what are you doing? What are you doing to take care of yourself, man? In this part of your career, look great. What's going on?
I think my shirt's just a little tight. It was
it's
an
medium?
Illusion. Yeah.
It's medium?
It got left in the dryer too long. But
you come in and you're flexing. I'm like, man, I don't want to go up against this dude. What's your diet? Seriously. What are you doing at home?
What's your caloric intake, Jake?
Oh, Lord. Man, I got an amazing wife who feeds me really well. And honestly, I just try to eat a lot of good stuff.
Okay.
Try to stay away from the stereotypical fat O lineman eating. And
right.
More of a more athletic lineman, I guess you'd say. But no, man, we got an amazing team here with our strength staff and nutrition staff and all that. I'm just following their lead, man. They're the ones setting us up for success.
You still, like, what you putting up right now? What's a new segment up right now?
It's a new segment on Dukes and Bell. How much you bench?
I don't think I've maxed my bench out since college. Don't want to blow my shoulder out.
I haven't done legs since 1986.
Hey, you look great.
Jake's with us here. My dad said, how the hell with sit-ups? Every day is chest day. Jake Matthews is with us here on Dukes and Bell. One thing we did talk about with Carolina, you know, not so much in your side because he's generally in the interior, but they got some weapons. They added some pieces. Derrick Brown has kind of been a Kool-Aid man. You know, he had to deal with Vita Vea in the interior. But what do you see when you look at what their new look defense for Carolina is right now?
Yeah, obviously Derrick Brown, familiar face, hell of a player, one of the best to ever do it. And they've got a couple new guys in there. I know last year they had won him. They had signed him from Minnesota, and, you know, he came off a 15-sack season the year before. Really good player. But, man, we were talking about today, we got to have that same mindset we did going into Minnesota was let's control what we can control, play fast, and take it to them. We'll adjust on the sideline if anything changes and, you know, try to emulate the same thing we did last week. And it's going to be a challenge. It's their home opener. It's going to be loud. I don't care where you're playing. You know, it's their first game of the season. And they got a really good defense. So every week's a challenge in the NFL, but we're looking forward to it. And, you know, just like every week, you expect to win. But you got to execute in order for that to happen, because any given Sunday, that won't happen if you don't do well.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. We were talking about our quarterback, Michael Penix. your impressions? Look, you play with the great Matt Ryan, future Hall of Famer. You've seen a lot of quarterbacks in your time. What's your impression now going into this season? You saw him at the end last year, and I think you said, "Hey, man, he's cool as a cucumber."
Yeah, right.
What's the deal now? How do you feel about Michael Penix?
I don't think he's skipped a beat. Like, coming in off the offseason, just the mindset he had and how he's working, he's locked in, man. And I think he's only improving, not only in his ability, but in his leadership as well. And, you know, I think of last week, that environment, how loud it was. You know, you're talking about, you're covering your ears, trying to get right. The call, make sure we're all on the same page. And that's hard to do as a quarterback and, you know, get the play out correctly and all that kind of stuff. And he's on it, man. So expecting a lot from him, and he just continues to keep making plays. So,
hey, before we cut you loose, Jake Matthews with us here inside the Ticketmaster Studios. When you're up in Minneapolis, do you get to watch the Texas A&M win over Notre Dame on Saturday night?
I did.
How about that, Pancakes, man?
Pretty good one, man. I stayed up a little late, probably shouldn't have, but watched that. And Aggie's looking pretty good, huh? They might have a chance to – the schedule's looking good.
And Elko's the kind of guy I can imagine you would have liked to play for, because he is that kind of dude, you know, that kind of
– yeah,
you know,
I've heard great things and – talked to different coaches on our staff who've gone against them in college, and they had nothing but good things to say. So, hey, I'm their number one fan. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Jake, let's do it Sunday. Thank you so much for jumping in here with us. Appreciate you as always, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Jake Matthews, guys.
Mr. 100%.
Such a good dude. We always have a great time chatting with Jake, and he's just laying it out, getting you ready for, yeah, maybe there's an extra sauce, divisional game, but coach talked about it, said thank goodness, if you missed that interview, that they actually did go on to lose, and unfortunately, the Bucs, imagine if the Bucs had lost to the Saints, and then we'd left that game on the floor.
Brutal.
At Mercedes-Benz. By the way, I heard Andy Rende talking about it today, just to dovetail with our conversation with Jake, and Randy was saying that Matthew Bergeron, has been caught up, Carl, kind of maybe looking the wrong way with some of those twists and stunts, and that's something he saw, at least he's noticed that the first 2 weeks in the season. Certainly something he thinks in a copycat league, Carolina, will try to do some more of on Sunday.
Well, I think we've done a fairly good job of protecting Michael Penix, and as the season progresses, right, you're going to figure out, as teams will, more and more what Zach's trying to do. You know, what people don't realize in this last game, we ran more 12 personnel than we have pretty much all last season. So for everybody that was talking about the pistol, it really wasn't in this last game. We really ran tight ends and one back, and we were running the football. So he gave a lot of different looks to Carolina from the first game to the second game. And their approach, Mike, will depend on the protection. But look, I think we've done a pretty good job. Has he been under pressure? Yeah. Have people been in his face? Yes. Mm-hmm. But he's standing in there and still trying to deliver the ball. So that's one thing that I do love about Michael Penix. Like, he's not shying away from a potential hit and still trying not to deliver the football.
And we know that defenses have been, you know, doing that too high safety, so they're not letting you do that. But will we see more man-to-man coverage with the secondary, with Panthers, against, and would now we see things open up? See, I wonder, is Mooney even going to be 100% all season? And again, we're not orthopedists, but is that shoulder, because remember we had Michael Penix kind of slip a little bit during camp, where he goes, well, his recovery, you know, I mean, is there something with Mooney that might take a minute, or is he going to be, you know, hindered all season? I don't know, because you and I were talking off the air, our wide receiver core is not necessarily scary right now. You know, in defense of Michael Penix Jr., if Drake's not 100%, Drake had that freak. We never see him do that. That freak punch out, which a fumble, that might have been a field goal, or maybe a touchdown. But I want to see a little more playmaking from the wide receivers. And again, hopefully Zach makes it all happen.
Yeah, look, here's what's crazy, and we're a long ways away from this. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to tell you what's going on around the NFL, how one coach responded to Tom Brady being in those meetings that he is a part of, and whether he's using that information. Also, we'll let you hear from Raheem Morris talking about our matchup. If things go well defensively this year for us, next year, Mike, you go get another number one receiver. You fill the void. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say, you know, the guys that are currently under contract, and that's not having to say anything about Drake, but you enhance this offense even more. You go get a number one speedster wide receiver. Now, we're a long ways away from the draft, mm-hmm. but if this draft, from a defensive standpoint, plays out the way it should, you're going to be set. And now you're saying, how do we complement Michael Penix even more so? You got Bijan. He's not going anywhere, right? Drake's going to get locked up. You got to go get another stud wide receiver. And now we're in business. But that's next year. That's
right.
Far away.
Now,
but I feel like that's what this team could
just
do.
Right, I'm saying right now. I mean, to Carl's point, remember, if Darnell doesn't have the concussion, right, the final week, he's probably 1,000-yard.
Absolutely.
We would have had 2,000-yard receivers despite,
absolutely,
you know, Kirk Cousins kind of losing his way from, you know, the middle part of the season.
Well, look, I think Darnell Mooney surprised a lot of people last year. And, again, you know, I was saying he's going to have a big year, and then he started out the way he did. I think he's one of those underrated guys. Give Kirk Cousins credit. Cousins saw it when he was in Minnesota and was like, right, this dude is really good. And then obviously convinced him to come here. But – yeah, I think Darnell went 100%. He can be everything that we need. But I'm saying as we grow with Penix, they got to go address that other side.
Would you?
All right, man. By the way, Saturday from noon until 2, join Allie Mack at Suns Kia in McDonough. Get ready for Sunday night's big game. All right? Saturday, noon to 2, but one lucky fan is going to win an Ultimate Tailgate kit. That's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, another one is going to take home tickets for an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday, noon to 2 at Suns Kia in McDonough with Allie Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. 4th and 1's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.